tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi, my friends. This is Becca's Corner. So today I am going to discuss the whole J-Lo canceling her tour and everything like that. If you are like me and you're a big J-Lo fan and you're very sad, disappointed that she is no longer touring this year for her tour, I am in the same boat as you. I was very disappointed. It literally like today is a week away. So sad, so disappointed. I know there's articles around saying why she canceled. Is it really because she wants to spend time with her family? What's the real big issue? Is she telling the truth or not? And for someone that is very into the entertainment industry and goes in deep into like a lot of her favorite celebrities, I know what the truth is. I can dig into things going through the media and what's true, what's false, are they leaving things out, etc., etc. So I am going to tell you if this article coming out saying J-Lo canceled her tour was 100% truthful or not. And to tell you guys all this, it is completely truthful, but it's not the whole story. Half of it is because she wants to spend time with her family, but the other half, I think a lot of people don't know, maybe some do. Her tour was not selling great, which is very disappointing because J-Lo is a fantastic performer. I've seen her on TV, halftime performance in like the VMAs and other award shows. She puts on a great show, and this would have been my first time actually seeing her live, and I was very excited. So she pretty much had a lot of different places she was going on tour. She canceled her tour 2 weeks before going on tour. I know by following her on Instagram that she was in rehearsing to come and perform for us, but she had to cancel because of low ticket sales. Looking online and also talking to friends of mine that are also very into going to concerts and everything, we've noticed that her tours aren't selling, meaning when she has sold tickets, but not enough for these big venues that are 30, 40 million seats. There's a lot of empty seats, and for an artist that's performing in a big venue, having a lot of empty seats is not good. So this is a big component of why she is canceling. And by the way, no artist ever is going to tell you the reason why we're canceling our tour is because of low ticket sales. And it does look bad if you do continue. And then when they take pictures, which every artist does after each concert of the venue, to see a lot of empty seats. So that's why we saw at the beginning, I saw that she was doing a show in Florida by itself, one in Tampa, one in Orlando, one in Miami. I saw that she canceled the one in Tampa because not a lot or a little bit people were buying tickets to see her in Tampa. So she only had the Orlando and also the Miami. And then 2 weeks ago, she canceled the tour completely because of her mental health stability. She wanted to stay with friends and family because of what's going on. And I feel like a lot of people saw the headline and are like, no, it's because of the ticket sales and things like that. And I'm going to tell you, I believe it's because of the ticket sales. I also believe it's also because of what's happening in her personal life. If you guys do not know, Jennifer Lopez got back together like a couple years ago from her previous boyfriend, Ben Affleck. They were back in the day engaged. Ben called it off. Years later they got back together, they got engaged, got married, and they're living together and married. What a lot of people don't know, what's going on right now, is that they are getting a divorce, and divorces are very hard for a lot of people, especially when you're when you're getting back together with someone from your past that you have a long history with, and that you've had a lot of great memories. And to like quote the Amazon movie, The Greatest Love Story, they had a very great love story and they were continuing it again. And for that, especially since Ben Affleck was still over her life and someone that she had great love for, and that it unfortunately is ending, that can be very devastating for anyone. So J-Lo's dealing privately right now. Is not a lot of it's not in the tabloids, but again, I am a person that like with her favorite celebrities, digs deep, looks for information, and I saw what was going on. That is the reason why she's taking this tour off and is spending more time with loved ones because she is grieving over a failed marriage, which she thought that was going to last forever. Because I feel like she believed it, everybody else believed in the world that they're right together, back together, they're gonna last the long haul. And unfortunately, it did not last the long haul because they are getting a divorce that is probably very crazy, sticky, and messy, because we're not hearing a lot about it. And then we're probably gonna hear like the conclusion of it when it's all said and done and wrapped up. So for me personally, I believe it's both things. It is, she's taking time to spend more time with her loved ones because of the divorce with Ben Affleck. And also the failed of her tour, because unfortunately, this new album, This Is Me, did not sell well, even though the whole album has fantastic music, very danceable bops. I don't get it personally, why a lot of people don't like it. But for me personally, I thought the music in this album was really good. J-Lo has a lot of bops from her past that are really good, that I was very excited to see finally live in concert in person. So I'm very devastated, like so many of you guys are, to not be able to see her. I know that the Amazon movie of her. Oh, we didn't really do really great. And I've heard like a lot of people that did watch that Amazon movie didn't like her personality because she wants something a specific way and she wants A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z, and she's a boss. Everybody like wants, when it's your baby and your project, you want it a specific way. And I don't think people should judge or be mad at someone or think people are divas or controlling or bad because they want something a specific way. I'm not gonna put like astrology things out there, but because she's a Leo and Leo likes to like be in charge and make sure things go a specific way, but I feel like she gets things done and she has a vision and she wants things a specific way, which is fine and normal. And I would do the same thing if it was my project or my album or my stage performance. So I think people are being way too hard on her in that aspect. So those are my thoughts and my feelings when it comes to everything right there. I hope J-Lo comes back on tour soon so we can be in her presence with her music, cool talent, and amazing dance moves, and have fun dancing and seeing her on stage. I will see you guys very soon, and hope you guys have a great future day. I hope that everyone is doing fine. Bye, guys.